Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ten and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everyone's having an absolutely fantastic day today. It's interesting weather down here in Florida. There's definitely been some strange things occurring over the last couple weeks, as December in Florida is generally one of the most most beautiful times of the year down here in Florida. I mean, it's what everybody comes to Florida for in December, in most cases, is the weather. And the weather modification that we've experienced in Florida over the last couple of years has been unprecedented. I mean, I've lived here my entire life, and what we've been seeing with, I mean, it's been like today. I mean, you look outside today, and it almost looks like Seattle. It's extremely dark, completely overcast, drizzly rain, nothing significant coming in, no major storm, no hurricane, nothing weird, and it's been doing this for the last almost 2 weeks now. So I just thought I would give you guys an update in some areas of the country where you're experiencing nasty weather. We're getting the same thing down here in Florida, so don't feel alone. We're all in this together with this unbelievably bizarre weather modification that the whole country has been experiencing now for better half of a decade, if not more, with everything that's been going on, Dad. So, yeah, that's how everything's going down here with me, but it's still a blessed day.
Well, you know, we're always blessed, for this is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it, whether we're covered by chemtrails or not.
It doesn't make any difference.
We're still blessed to the Lord. And, you know, I told you guys when we started this show, I said, you know, when Trump became president, I said, you'll find out if Trump is in charge if the chemtrails stop. And it was kind of crazy because the first few weeks he was president, like, we had no chemtrails. It was kind of weird. And all of a sudden, here they come again. And I'm like, oh, well, here we go. And so I guess this is such a top black budget secret program that, you know, I guess the congressional leaders, most of them don't know about it. Because remember, a whole bunch of the military is black ops that they don't really make public to the Congress or anybody else unless they're on specific committees and they're like sworn to secrecy. So it's kind of a weird situation to be in, as people here in the United States have found that, you know, we're kind of being hijacked. We have been hijacked by the international money cartels. And it's interesting to me. In fact, you know, the only hope we have is this. We've got to continue to pray. And I've told you guys that so many times. In fact, a really good article, I just pulled it up, and it came out of ChristianToday.com, and it says, former Satanist says Christian prayers blocked him from committing acts of evil. So the former Satanist has attested to the power of Christian prayers, saying he was prevented from carrying out his evil plans when he encountered a group of intercessors during one of his missions. And, you know, the sad part about this is that people who are Christians don't realize how powerful prayer is. And I'm going to say that again. People who are Christians, and I should say, I'll caveat that because you guys know what it is, in most cases don't realize how powerful prayer is, and they don't pray. And then they wonder why things don't change. And, you know, it's like this. If we all prayed in aggregate as United States believers, as Christians, the hundreds of millions of people here who claim to know God and know Christ, if we all prayed on a regular basis and we prayed for the country, we would have the ability to change everything. But because they've split us up into special interest groups, you've got the Methodists and the Lutherans and the Catholics and the Baptists and the Episcopalians and all these different groups who believe all these different things, and now they're coming out against each other and slamming each other. There's no unity. And the problem is that when there's no unity, there's no cohesion. And this is exactly what the Frankfurt School wanted to do. The Frankfurt School wanted to come in and do everything it possibly could to destroy nationalism of the United States. In Germany last week, they had a group of like 25, 30, 40,000 people get together in a giant soccer stadium. And they just got together to sing Christmas carols. I kid you not, they got together sing things like Stille Nacht, Heilige Nacht, or Silent Night, Holy Night. And they were trying to maintain that unity of nationalism in Germany that was being completely fractured by the Muslim invasion brought to them by the East German Russian communist, Angela Merkel. You know, that's who basically destroyed Germany, has destroyed Europe. And the sad part about it, there's so many Germans still out there that want to have back what they had. Because if you go to Germany in the wintertime, you go to the Christmas markets, like every little village has its own Christmas market. You know, it's pretty amazing what they have going on over there. But the problem is, their culture is being degraded and destroyed, as ours are also. And, you know, it's kind of crazy to me when you stop back and you look at this and you see it. And then you start to realize a lot of this is being done also by the Catholic Church, by this current Pope. I mean, now Pope Francis is now offering a triple shout-out to migrants and Christmas blessings, and telling everybody basically how, you know, just kind of paraphrasing, how blessed they are. They've got all these migrants coming into their country. And, of course, he's a complete and total globalist, as we saw in Argentina when he sent literally thousands of his own parishioners to death. And I don't want to say unbelievable. It's just – it's sad to me that these people really believe that, you know, that the Pope is has their best interest at heart. Now, many Catholics have awakened, and they're no longer doing that. They no longer believe that. And here's another article. It says Trump has turned his back on the working class opinion people. Now, this is by Robert Reich, and he's basically the Newsweek columnist, has written like 18 books. And you have to ask yourself who he is. He's a professor of public policy at the University of California in Berkeley. And so you kind of – this who is this Robert Reich guy? And you go in and you look him up, and you look him up on Wikipedia, and it says that he was born in 1946 as an American economist, professor, author, and political commentator. He served on the administrations of Presidents Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, and Bill Clinton. He was Secretary of Labor from 1933 to 1997, and he's a member of the Barack Obama's Presidential Committee. And he reads about his personal life, and it says he was born in Scranton, Pennsylvania, son of Mildred Dorf and Edward Reich, and owned a woman's clothing store, and that his family is Jewish. And as a child, he was diagnosed with different types of diseases. And the thing about it all is, you think, well, why in the world is this guy slamming Trump, saying that he's no longer going to, you know, that he's forgot the working class? This is a communist strategy. Remember, this William Reich, he married a girl who worked for many years who taught at Columbia. I mean, this is the group that has come in, has taken over the United States now, and they're doing everything they possibly can to destroy the United States. It's the same group that basically owns, you know, the drug companies and owns the banks and owns the radio stations and the TV stations. And you know, they're the same ones that promote the stuff they want to promote. Now, let's take it one stop for one second. Let's do a little health article. You know, this is a doctor wrote this. Burger King's Impossible Burger has 18 million times more estrogen than a regular Whopper. Now what the heck is it? It says Burger King's Impossible Burger may actually cause men to grow breasts. A doctor recently broke down the facts behind Burger King's vegan Impossible Burger, discovering that it may not be a healthier option when it comes to caloric or protein intake, and that it has a whopping 18 million times more estrogen than a standard Whopper. Writing for TSLN, Dr. James Strangle explains the chemical process used to create Burger King's Impossible Burger and alludes to the possibility that the engineered vegetable burger may be less healthy than a regular Whopper. Strangle starts out by noting that the Impossible Burger clocks in at 630 calories, mostly from added oils, compared to the original Whopper's 660 calories. Wait a minute, so you got 30 less calories, but you got millions of times more estrogen, so about 5% less calories. This is not a huge improvement. And he also explains that the Impossible Burger's protein, though seemingly only 3 grams lower than a regular Whopper, is not equal to animal protein because it's not a complete protein. And so this is what's happening here. We have all of this stuff that's being pushed onto the American population, including all of this estrogen. And he goes on to say the Impossible Whopper has 44 milligrams of estrogen, and the Whopper has 2.5 nanograms of estrogen, which is tiny, millions more. He goes, that means an Impossible Burger has 18 million times as much estrogen as a regular Whopper. He went on to compare the level of estrogen in the Impossible Burger to soy milk, writing that eating 4 of the vegetable burgers daily would result in a human male growing breast. Did you hear that? Just 6 glasses of soy milk per day is enough estrogen to grow boobs on a male. That's the equivalent of eating 4 Impossible Whoppers a day. So I guess you could eat the Whopper and chase it with soy milk if you really wanted to do a transgender thing. Guys, all of this stuff is being brought to us by the Sabbatean Kabbalists, Luciferians, that I've talked about so many times on the show that everybody else wants to forget about, who also control the banking systems. They're doing everything they can to demasculinize men in the United States. They want to have a bunch of sissy boys that can't defend themselves. They want to have a bunch of sissy boys that go along with what they're being told to do and never kick against the goad. They want to have boys that are going to say, okay, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, no matter what. You know, I don't know if I'm a boy or a girl anyhow, so what difference does it make what I do? That's the kind of attitude they've got, and that's what they want the people in the United States to have as far as their ability to say no. They want them servile and fertile. So I guess the fluoride in the water in 1946 wasn't enough. I guess the BPA and the plastics in the 50s and the 60s all the way up to the day is not enough. I guess the soy milk drinking is not enough. Now they've got to get you to eat soy burgers so they can really feminize the masses. I mean, this is absolutely insanity, Austin, and I cannot believe that people are actually going out and buying these things and are wondering why they need a C-cup bra. Yeah, I said that. I was at a seminar a few years ago, a health food show at a big mall. It wasn't a mall, it was at a convention center, and they had a guy with a Vitamix there, which are great blenders, by the way, and he was promoting the Vitamix, and he's putting all this stuff, all this organic stuff into this protein shake, and all of a sudden, I thought, well, I'm gonna try some of this, looks pretty good. And all of a sudden, he takes like a whole, like a half a cup of soy protein and dumps in this protein shake. And I said, whoa, what are you doing, dude? That's soy. He goes, oh, no, that's good for you. I said, no, it's not. It's full of estrogen. He goes, no, it's good for you. I said, no, it doesn't. It grows boobs. And he goes, no, it doesn't. I said, yes, it does. And all of a sudden, the guy behind him, he says, no, it does not grow boobs. I drink soy every single day. And I looked over at him, and he had a C-cup. And you go, Ted, are you really saying this on the show? This is one of the, yeah, I'm telling you. He had a C-cup. He should have been wearing a bra. He had a tight white T-shirt on. He's got a C-cup. My wife and I look at him. Everything we could do not to just start laughing because what he was saying, that they don't grow boobs, and he had a set of boobs. And I thought to myself, what the heck? Guys, I'm being very direct about this today. Don't eat that burger at Burger King. Don't drink soy milk. Stay away from soy products. Really, really important. Also, what are you thinking? What's your next non-soy story?
It's funny because my brother Harrison showed me this article a couple days ago, and at first I thought it was almost a satire. I really didn't think that Burger King would ever put something out this horrific with, I mean, this much estrogen. And sure enough, I pulled up the article and did the research, and yeah, I mean, it's there. And what people don't realize is this isn't just some little fad that's been going on for a year or two with the whole green movement. This is an agenda. This is why you have these individuals in Hollywood that basically are paid for actors. You have little puppets that go up on stage that you have in political theater, and other individuals like that Greta girl that they use as puppets in their game. And so what they've continually done is they've pushed the green agenda, how humans are bad because we breathe air, how cows are horrible because they fart, and how it's absolutely horrific to use any type of animal meat whatsoever, and we all need to go to green burgers. That's what this is going on. So they're promoting this. They know how much estrogen is in these burgers. The fact that this even got approved by the FDA for human consumption boggles my mind. If you just simply go online, if you don't know this or not, and you look up adult dosage for women of postmenopausal symptoms, oral tablet of estradiol or estrogen is 1 to 2 milligrams orally once a day. 1 to 2 milligrams once a day for a woman. And they're talking about this burger they tested had 44 milligrams of estrogen in it. And I'm sure a lot of the little metro soy boys that want to run around and protest any type of efficiency via pollution, they say, we can't have this and we can't have that. We're going to eat our green burgers from Burger King. I'm sure they're going to enjoy their estrogen quite a bit. As far as I'm concerned, in general, it's not real healthy to go eat burgers on a regular basis, I'll be honest with you. Do I love a good fashioned American half-pound cheeseburger? 100%, I'm not going to lie to you right now. I love a good cheeseburger. Do I eat them on a regular basis? Absolutely not. Just not something that's healthy to keep in your diet. But what's ironic about this is, again, the lies that they continue to push, making people think this green burger is so much healthier for you when it's only a few calories less, it doesn't have a complete protein basically analog to it, and it's loaded with estrogen. So just something else to stay away from. In general, I would stay away from Burger King regardless. It's just not a healthy store. Even if you're wanting to eat a burger, go make your own burgers. That's what I do a lot of times. If I want to make a burger, I will get basically organic grass-fed beef or sometimes bison. I absolutely love bison. I'll tell you guys the truth right now. Bison is one of the best tasting red meats you're going to take. Eat that or elk. But you can get bison in the store. It's pricey, so I don't need it very often. The taste, the texture of bison, the quality of the meat is so incredible. Because remember, bison are protected animals. They can only be free range. Period. They can be, you know, they can't be caught put in a pen like a cow and basically just sat there and injected with hormones and antibiotics. To my, if my knowledge is correct, unless it's changed, bison as well cannot have any type of antibiotic usage or hormone usage on them whatsoever. They're protected animals. So when they harvest these animals, they're unbelievably clean, they're unbelievably pure, and they're unbelievably loaded up with high-quality nutrients. I mean, just look at a bison next time you're out and about, or you're in Wyoming or so forth, and look at the level and the size and the muscle mass of those creatures. And, I mean, they dwarf cows, dwarf cows. So if you're wanting to do that, go to the store, get some bison, make some bison burgers, put whatever you want in them, and enjoy that, and stay away from these little soy boy burgers. This is not something that's beneficial to anybody. Also, too, in other news, as you guys know, I'm always constantly trying to update everybody on what's going on in public school systems, not to discourage people, but actually to encourage people to make a difference in their communities and demand that certain things are not promoted and certain things are not allowed to be exposed to our young children. As we know, in a lot of states like California and Colorado now, they've been promoting unbelievably just degenerate policies and ideologies that are disgusting in most cases, trying to hypersexualize children in the single digits, which is just, I'm not even going to go into that aspect of it, but just a story that came up in Colorado Springs just recently, a bizarre high school assignment forced ninth grade children, basically these children, like 14-year-old kids, 15-year-old kids, I mean 16-year-old kids in high school, I mean these are their kids, to recite and memorize part of a sexually explicit poetry that include the worship of Moloch. And Ryan Alaya, the teacher at the Steamboat Springs High School, chose to teach the poem Howl, written by Allen Ginsberg for a class in musical literature. A letter of complaint was formally filed with the school by Brett Case and the father of Skyler, who's a 16-year-old female student. On Monday, the school district issued a full statement apologizing that parents were not given advance notice, that they would have allowed them to opt their children out of participating in work. He described as considered controversial by some, though it should be considered controversial by all, for its use of expletives and portrayals and descriptions of extreme sexual matter. Now, I do not suggest you read this poem. I have looked at it before and read part of it. It's basically was written in 1957. It's unbelievably sick. It's got graphic references to just a lot of sexual stuff, including discussion of Kabbalah, the using of extreme illicit drugs repeatedly, including peyote, marijuana, benzedrine, alcohol. The poem also refers to Muhammad angels and forms of paganism, including a large section of poem praising Moloch. Moloch in the poem. This is a sick poem, guys. And like I said, it's not something I recommend anybody reading, much less forcing 15 and 16-year-old kids to write and memorize this thing. Disgusting to me. And if you guys were Moloch, just to remind you, Moloch was a bronze statue who's also talked about in the Old Testament, that was heated with fire, into which victims, primarily children and infants, were thrown. And God forbid the Israelites basically to worship Moloch, because that was that old pagan ritual that they used to do back in Egypt and so forth. And so the fact that this teacher in Colorado is forcing these young teenage kids to recite this much, to even read this poem, is, in my opinion, borderline child abuse. If you want to read this sick poem and you're in college and you're on your own and you want to put that stuff in your head, you're on your own. Do it. But forcing children to participate in this disgusting of a poem boggles my mind, and the fact that this teacher has not been terminated even bothers me more. But again, I just wanted to prove to you guys and show you the school system is not designed to teach children and prepare them for life. It is designed to indoctrinate them into the way of life and thinking of the New World Order that these bankers and globalists are so bent on trying to force down everybody's throats. And so that's why I wanted to bring this up over in Colorado Public School again, Dad.
You know, often I saw the same article, and I didn't even post it at Health Masters, you know, because we have their news aggregate site there that's phenomenal, and I didn't post it there. I said, no, I'm not going to do it because they have the poem in there. I didn't want you guys to read it. And you're right. It's absolutely blasphemous. And see, the problem is, how can I say this to make it sense, have sense? When you speak certain things, you give authenticity to certain things. That's why it's so important. That's why the Bible says that we'll be judged by every word that comes out of our mouth, both good and bad. That's what it says. You know, that's paraphrasing, but that's what it says. And so we have to be so careful with what we speak and what we think and what we say. Because when you give authenticity to these things, these demons, especially when you start quoting this, just a few weeks ago, there was a book that being sold at Walmart that was teaching children how to call demons up. And again, all of this stuff is based in Kabbalah. It's all based in Kabbalah. And so, you know, and the biggest pusher of the Kabbalah in the United States and globally has been Madonna. In fact, they've actually pushed it into the school systems in England now. And Madonna, this skank is what she is, this satanic skank, she's now being basically, nobody wants to have anything to do with her anymore. Now she's canceling Miami, the big Miami show that she had this past week with no explanation. I mean, like 2 hours before the show, she canceled it. And the inside scoop was, now this is what the scoop was, I don't know if it's, this is accurate or not, I'm just giving it to you, is that the sale of her tickets were so bad that she didn't want to play to a half full, you know, place. And so she just basically blew it out. And, or some people are also saying she's having problems with her ex-husband as far as with Guy Ritchie and basically getting, you know, custody of the kids. But, I mean, who in the world wants to listen to some has-been satanic weirdo like Madonna singing, you know, with her eye patch on, because remember their little god Ein Sof basically is for the all-seeing eye. So this is from the Kabbalah tree that we talked about 3 weeks ago. Now you guys need to listen to that show, and this is why all of these Hollywood people cover one of their eyes all the time. They do this all the time because they're paying homage to this snake thing that lives in this tree that they worship. I mean, this whole thing, you listen to that show. I'm not going to start on that again, so I get all aggravated again when I start talking about it. But you got to realize who these people are and that we shouldn't support them. And because these are the same guys that are pushing the gay divide in the Christian churches. Now, Charisma News has an article out. It says, "The gay divide is taking out churches. Is yours next?" And it goes, "In the light of Justin Hoke being removed as pastor of Trinity Bible Presbyterian Church for posting the following, Bruce Jenner is still a man." Now, you hear that? Bruce Jenner is still a man. Hey, guys, Bruce Jenner is still a man, and homosexuality is still a sin. Now, there you go. There's politically incorrect information for you. This guy posts this, and they get rid of him. "The culture may change. The Bible does not. I thought it was appropriate and timely to re-release this article. With pastors stepping down, best-selling Christian authors remaining silent, and popular worship leaders showing support for gay marriage, many are left baffled and confused. And these points may better help us understand the great divide." It goes on to point one. "The definition of love is misunderstood. To truly love others, we must first love God and His truth," which basically says don't do that. Dr. Michael Brown recently remarked, "One reason people support gay marriage is because their gay friends are really nice. And some seem to be committed to Christians, be a committed Christian. And then they say their spiritual lives came alive when they realized they could be gay and Christian at the same time." Well, there's a newsflash, you can't. Like, okay, let me stop for a second. Okay, I guess if you look at being gay as a sin and you accept Christ, I guess you could say that I'm going to be gay and be a Christian because I'm under grace and God's going to forgive this. All right, stop. Okay, stop that for a second. Now stop one more thing and listen. The Bible says, should we continue to willfully sin after we've received the knowledge of the truth? And the Bible says, by no means, we died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Now, I realize that all of us have issues that we have to deal with on a regular basis. I'm always asking God to forgive me for things that I thought, things that I said, things that I did. I mean, I'm always asking God for forgiveness because we're under grace. But that doesn't mean we're supposed to be on perpetual, living a life that is perpetual sin, that's an abomination to God, especially when God says that the acts of the sinful nature are obvious and it lists them out, including homosexuality. It says these people cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So are they deceiving themselves? I mean, so that's the problem that we've run into as Christians. We're supposed to love one another, and these gay guys come out, and I have to admit this. You know, gay guys, most of the time, are pretty nice. They really are. Most of the time, they're very gregarious. They're very nice. You know, they're not assuming. And if they just stay with their own circles and they leave you alone or don't subject you to having to watch their weirdness, I don't care what they do. I'm just going to say that again. I don't think it's right, but their problem is not with me. It's with God Almighty and with the Word of God. So I just want them to leave me alone, leave my children alone, leave my family alone, and then whatever. But see, that's not good enough for them. They had to infiltrate Christianity, and they had to force the pastors and these worship leaders to accept them and to condone what they're doing. And that's why this article was written. Is it destroying? It says, when Christians believe God has given them the authority to change in truth in order to keep it relevant, they are departing from God. I'm going to read it again. When Christians believe God has given them the authority to change truth in order to keep it relevant, they're departing from God. Also disheartening, the trend is not supported. surprising. And I've seen it so many other places. He goes on to say, don't judge who's influencing you. I posted this article. I want you guys to read it. It's written by Shane Eidelman. It's a good article. And here's the thing, guys. Why in the world did this happen? You know, Sodom and Gomorrah, that story is pretty doggone clear in the Bible. I mean, this isn't like, you know, one of these things that, you know, God said, well, I guess Sodom and Gomorrah is okay. We can kind of hang out with him a bit. He didn't say that. He destroyed it. So why is that not clear? Why is that a fuzzy interpretation around that whole story now? Why is that supposed to be okay? Well, we're under the New Testament. We're not under Sodom and Gomorrah. We're not under Old Testament judgment anymore. Whoa, 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 whoa. The thing you've all have come to realize by listening to this show is that the God of the Old Testament is the same God as the New Testament. The Old Testament is a book of rules and the law that were given to the Jews, basically the Israelites, in order to basically get closer to God and be in covenant with him with things that he expected. He realized that that wasn't going to happen. God realized that. Because, you know, remember, he is in an omnipresent timeline, and he's also basically omniscient. So he understands all of that. So he inserted into the timeline Jesus Christ, as exact representation of himself, to be a kinsman redeemer to come back in and bring us all back to him. Now, the New Testament is a love letter. That's what it is. It's a love letter to the Christians. I love you. Walk in love. You know, this is part of what we are now. We're going to go ahead and look at it from a different perspective. We're not going to be under the law. We're going to be under grace. But then the Bible says, not one tittle shall be taken away. Remember, when they're talking about the law, they're talking about the Torah. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. The Pentateuch. That's what it talks about. Those two books, the Torah and the New Testament, are infused. They're together. That's why it's so frustrating to me when people who practice Kabbalah, who claim to be Jewish, but they're not, and they're practicing this satanic religion, you know, they still claim to be, you know, loving God, when they're worshiping another god in a tree who's a snake. It doesn't make any sense to me. But that's the kind of clowns that are out there running this show, running the Kabbalah, running the world with their death cult, sex cult. That's what it is. And so they're pushing this gay divide on the Christian churches. So I urge all of you guys to read this because it's really, really a good article. By the way, the World Bank is now warning that this wave of debt that is coming across the United States and the world now could unleash historic crisis and crush the global economy. What they're telling you is this. The United States right now is in the probably about a year, 2 years into the Weimar Republic. And the Weimar Republic was the German Republic that was established after World War I, after the fall of the Kaiser and basically the resignation of the Kaiser. And the government came in and they hyperinflated the currency in the Weimar Republic. And this is exactly what we have going on right now on a global scale using the U.S. dollar as the currency. The reason it hasn't done what it did in the Weimar Republic at this point would cause creating hyperinflation, which may be next, is that Germany's the size. The size of Germany is about the size of Texas. And Germany basically had its own currency. It got hyperinflated because of the war debt from the Versailles Treaty. And what ended up happening is it destroyed the economy. Unless you had blue chip stocks or you had gold or silver, you got wiped out. Now, in the United States, they're doing the same thing to the dollar right now with this repo loans, this constant quantitative easing to infinity, all the stuff they've been doing, the $30 trillion they won't disclose where it went, all of this stuff. The difference is that we are inflating the entire global currency supply of the petrodollar and the reserve currency of the world, the United States dollar, which is used in international trade. So it's handling the onslaught much better than a single country would. We're basically inflating the entire planet at one time. This is a problem because sooner or later, they're going to have to really increase the M1 money supply, which they're seeing now with the repo loans, increasing the amount of money in circulation. Otherwise, what happens is you're going to have a contraction of everything because of the derivatives and the quadrillions of dollars in U.S. dollars and derivatives. It's a major, major problem. And what's the irony of all of this stuff is, look at credit card debt right now. The funny thing happened is the Fed cut rates for the credit cards, or cut rates to the banks. Credit card rates have hit all-time highs. I mean, the banks are going in now, and they're making 17, 18, 19, 20, 25, 29, whatever's legal in that particular state, they jack the credit card rates through the roof, even though the rates went back down. Why is that? Because they know what's coming. They know the inflation is coming. Like I've told you guys so many times, if it was not for the naked shorts of the gold and silver market, gold should be $20,000-$30,000 an ounce right now. And that is not an exaggeration, nor is that hyperbole. It should be that high, but it's not, because they keep it shorted, and they don't have to fulfill those contracts in gold. They fulfill those contracts in inflated dollars. That's how they get away with all that stuff. But the Weimar Republic is coming, guys. Be aware of that, unless they allow another massive recession to hit. So Austin and I were discussing this yesterday. You know, I told you guys, they're going to do one of two things. They're going to either get Trump in the office and hold the economy together through these repos until the election, or if they don't want him back in, if he doesn't follow what he's supposed to do, they may crash it before the election, or they may crash it after election. But I'm telling you guys, this correction unlike what we've ever seen, it'll make 2007 look like a joke, is coming, and it's going to be here within the 12 months. I'm letting you guys know that right now. That's my prediction. I very rarely go on predictions, because that'll be after the election of next year, of 2020. So something's going to happen. Something big's going to happen. That it may be a false flag that precipitates it. It may be another war. I don't know. Who in the world knows? I mean, it's just something that we need to be aware of. In fact, Ron Paul wrote a really interesting article, and it was posted by Zero Hedge, and it says how Congress and the Fed stole Christmas. It says the bickering over impeachment did not stop the president and Congress from coming together last week to avert a government shutdown by passing a $1.4 trillion spending package. Imagine that. The bipartisan agreement has something for everyone, a $22 billion increase to bring total spending to military to $738 billion. By the way, that doesn't include black ops for the money out of Afghanistan for the sale of heroin, and a $27 billion increase to bring total spending on domestic programs to $632 billion. It also imposed a national ban on selling tobacco products, including e-cigarettes, to anyone under 21. The agreement was split into multiple bills. And you go ahead and read this whole thing. And here's the thing about it is, he goes on to say, you know, are you kidding me? They can't do anything together. They're giving us this whole big show of what's going on with Donald Trump and the impeachment, but yet they can continue to shove the country deeper and deeper and deeper into debt and basically ruin the holidays for a lot of people because of the impeachment. Guys, this is this dysfunctional government that we have in the United States now, which has been usurped via the international banking cartels. Wow. Ron Paul's right on point. This is posted at Health Master's website. Also, what do you think of what's your next story?
Well, and the irony with that bill is the amount of money they're spending. I mean, it's always just astronomical. But then going in there in a spending bill, right? A spending bill, taking it away basically from the states to vote on the age of tobacco sales. Now, I'm not a proponent of tobacco usage, nor am I the e-cig, so don't think I'm coming in here trying to promote tobacco. But what I am saying is here, they're now stating by basically authoritarian regime that we decree you can't buy tobacco until you're 21. However, you can join the military when you're 18. You can get deployed to Afghanistan to go fight individuals in that country so you can protect the poppy fields, but you're not allowed to buy tobacco products yet. This, again, is the lunacy that we're seeing with more and more and more laws and restrictions and all this stuff. And sometimes you just sit back and you almost just giggle, just with irony. Just laugh. Because you see what they're doing to everybody, and the more laws and more restrictions and more and more and more and more, and it's like this thing Dad said yesterday in Virginia, the $250,000 they added to the budget to basically increase funding for incarcerations of individuals, you know, with red flag gun laws, with seizing assault weapons. He's absolutely right yesterday. $250,000 in that bill for a state budget, I mean, that's nothing. I mean, you're talking pennies in a can. But as he said, and this we've seen this all across the board, once they get that on the record for the new budget now, and they have that $250,000, and they have that allocated to those certain new things that they're going to allocate them to, like gun confiscation, next year, what's preventing them from saying, hey, guys, listen, $250,000 just wasn't enough. You saw how many people we had to basically incarcerate. We need $25 million now. You guys are going to have to figure out how to change the budget in Virginia. This just isn't working. We need more money. And then 2022, they come in and say, listen, $25 million is just not enough. Look at all these people we've incarcerated. Look at all these guns we've gotten. Look at how safe everybody is now. We've stopped all this crime from all these law-abiding citizens from having guns. You know, we need $50 million now. Once they get this stuff into law, It never goes back. It's like taxes. Every single time I've ever heard a politician talk about, we have to have a temporary tax on this, and we need another 1.5, you know, cent tax on gas. It's just temporary. Not one time in my history of 31 years have I ever seen any of these guys hold true to their word and stop the tax and pull it back after a year or two. Never. Same thing with restrictive authoritarian laws, just like we had down here in Florida years ago. They came in with this bill and they said, hey, we're going to do a seatbelt ticket. So if you get pulled over, and remember, this is for your protection. This is for your protection, guys. It's for your protection. If you get pulled over for speeding and the officer sees you're not wearing your seatbelt during the traffic stop, he can write you for a ticket. And you go, well, that's a bit ridiculous. So I can drive in Florida without a helmet on a motorcycle on Interstate 4 with 70 miles an hour. If I hit the asphalt, my head turns into a watermelon dropped out a window. But it's illegal for me to drive around without a seatbelt. They said, no, listen, we're not going to bug you about it. It's just a secondary infraction. It wasn't. 2 years they came in and said, listen, we have to do this for your protection. Now, if an officer sees you driving around without a seatbelt, he has justifiable cause to pull you over and give you a citation. Now, the irony about that whole law is that it's been used in thousands of instances, I have found out now, to give people other tickets, including drug charges, speeding charges, failure basically to have driver's license, failure to have insurance, failure to have proper documentation. The laundry list goes on, because then it gives them the excuse to pull you over and check all of your papers. Papers, please. I want to see all your papers. I didn't do anything illegal. I was doing 45 and a 45. I wasn't changing lanes. I didn't do anything. You didn't have your seatbelt on. So wait a minute, I'm driving my vehicle that I own in my name, that I pay insurance on, that I pay registration on every single year, and now you have the right to pull me over for my safety because I'm driving freely, unmolested on my way in a safe manner, not breaking any laws, but you're pulling me over for my safety now, and you're giving me a citation that I now have to pay to the state for my own safety. Does that make sense to anybody? Doesn't make sense to me. Has never made sense to me. So that's what we see here with all this stuff and now this spending bill. Now you have to be 21 from a federal level to buy tobacco products in the entire continental United States. And now remember, if you're under the age of 18 and you get caught with tobacco products, you can be cited for a ticket in a lot of states. Now you're going to have individuals that are 18 years old currently. I don't know how the bill's written with this. I don't know how it works, that are active tobacco users that now can't buy tobacco anymore because they're not 21. So how is that going to work? I don't know. I'm sure they're going to basically have a grace period on it. But again, it's going to give them excuse to write more people tickets for basically possession of tobacco by a minor for no legitimate reason whatsoever, because you can't legislate morality. If they wanted to consider health, they would have restricted and pulled these products off the market and banned them for sale, but then it wouldn't have mattered, because then you could go get them on the black market. Tobacco's been used for hundreds of years in the beginning of the United States. This is the lunacy that we live in now, and again, we didn't get to vote on it. I didn't get to vote on it. You didn't get to vote on it. I sure as heck didn't get to vote on a seatbelt wall down here. This is what we're running into, and that's why anytime we get a chance to make sure these amendments don't go into law in our states, I vote no 99% of the time on every single amendment that I've ever had on a ballot, ever. And it's funny, I was talking to my brother the other day on Christmas. He's in law school, and he goes, all those amendments are, in most cases, is when the politicians can't get them passed themselves and they don't want to force them through decree, like the governor writing them into law because of political blowback. They twist the narrative, write an insanely ridiculous title that confuses the heck out of everybody and makes them think it's incredibly awesome, pay for advertisement to put it on TV to vote yes on Amendment 4, and turn around and brainwash the population into voting for their own demise and their own jailing, and we don't even realize it happened. Like I said, I joke around all the time. Back in 2018, Pasco County and West Florida, they voted to have a sales tax increase. They voted to increase their own taxes on themselves. They voted for it. I still can't even, I don't know. I can't even, I don't even understand that, Dad. But I digress on that. This is what we see now, and this is why it's so important to be as active as you can and make your voice heard that no, we are not okay with certain things, and to do the best we can to prevent them and resist them the best we possibly can, Dad.
You know, Austin, years ago I bought a used sports car, and it's 10 years ago now. And I was basically driving around Lakeland one day, and I stopped by the BMW dealership, and they had a little ice cream thing there. And I got a thing of ice cream, and I was eating it with Harrison. All of a sudden, five cop cars fly in, lights on, and some guy runs in and says, "Who's driving the little sports car?" And described the car. And I said, "Well, I've got one of those. It's in the back, you know, getting washed." And he goes, "You're under arrest." And he grabbed me and grabbed my hands and handcuffed me behind my back. And apparently, they had had a seatbelt check, you know, on a blind corner, and I guess the little short car I was in didn't see it, and all of a sudden I'm sitting there having ice cream, getting the car washed, and I'm under arrest, handcuffed to the back of a squad car. And now, this is the irony of the story. I'm sitting in there handcuffed in the squad car, like, what the heck just happened? You know, I was eating ice cream. You know, it's all because of the seatbelt check. It was a seatbelt check, a seatbelt road check. They were actually stopping traffic to check for seatbelts. The irony was, I had my seatbelt on. And here's the other irony. I had my gun in my pocket. I'm sitting in the back of a squad car with my 45 Kimber locked and loaded with a hammer back with the safety on. You think, Ted, are you kidding us? I'm not kidding. All of a sudden, I realize I got a gun in my pocket in the back of a squad car. And I think to myself, what the heck? Because I've got a concealed weapons permit. I've had it almost 30 years. And finally, I'm saying to the guy, I'm sitting, dude, you know, I didn't talk to you. Shut up. You know, I said, look, dude, my name's not Shut Up. Or Shut Up. I'm thinking, I got a gun in my pocket. And they go, ah! Why did you tell us? And I said, well, you had renamed me Shut Up, so I had no idea that, you know, what to do here. So I'm just telling you. Oh, get out. He gets out. Hands on. I'm still handcuffed. Reaches my pocket, pulls my Kimber out. He goes, oh, this gun is chambered. I'm like, yeah, it's kind of useless. It's not loaded, but I'm ready to go. I've got a permit for it in the other pocket with my wallet. It was, no, guys, I'm not making this up. And at that point, they realized that I wasn't, you know, Genghis Khan. And I wasn't some hoodlum because I had a concealed weapons permit, so they didn't shove me back in the squad car. And then they ended up giving me a ticket for an expired tag for over 6 months, which it wasn't. It was like 7 days expired, and I just missed it on my birthday. And they give me a ticket for an illegal lane change, and they give me three more tickets for failure to obey a police officer, which are misdemeanors, which have to go to court over. So like criminal charges, guys. And I'm like, are you guys insane? I was eating ice cream. And they said, well, we don't know who was in the car. So this report said, couldn't see in the car because the windows were tinted. But, you know, we're giving you the ticket anyhow. And I'm like, you guys are nuts. You're absolutely nuts. And they kept my license. I had to get them. They had to bring me my license back over the next day. They actually brought it to my house. And I told the guy, I said, dude, I said, this is going to go sideways. Then he got rid of the ticket for the tag because he realized that was written wrong. Ended up three of the five people involved in this were terminated because Lakeland had become so corrupt. There were all these other things happening at the same time. I actually had the sheriff get involved in all of this stuff. I mean, it was a major, major mess. And then I wrote the then, I guess, superintendent or whatever you want to call her, the head lady who was the police lady, you know, in Lakeland. And I called her up and said, you know, this is stupid. You know, I'm eating ice cream. You guys don't even have me in the car. I wouldn't even drive in the car. Somebody else drives up in my car while I'm standing there with you guys. The guy was detailing in the back. How do you know he wasn't the one driving it? And I wasn't even involved in this because I didn't see any of you clowns. And finally she goes, well, we're going to do what we need to do. And I said, well, okay. And she goes, and she said, Grady Judd, the sheriff, he has no authority over me. I said, yeah, Grady Judd has authority over you, the sheriff of Polk County. I said, why don't you go arrest him? She goes, what do you mean? I said, you heard what I said. You can't arrest Grady Judd. I said, are you nuts? I said, the sheriff's involved in this mess now because of this abuse. I said, this is nuts. And I said, you guys are absolutely loony. So she ended up getting fired. Oh, yeah, she was gone. The head guy who was in charge of that whole seatbelt thing, he got hung out. He got fired. And the guy who threw the handcuffs on me, he got fired. And the craziest part about all of it was when they put them in the internal affairs investigation for all this nonsense that I went through, they all lied, and nobody said that anybody put any handcuffs on me. They don't know how Ted Brewer got in the back of the squad car. That's what they said under oath. They have no idea how that all happened. Austin, you know I'm not making it up. It's the strangest, and this is all. So Austin got me started because he started talking about seatbelt tickets. All
That's
of this
what started
crap happened
all.
On, Yeah, well, I was 55 years old. I'm 64 now. It's almost 10 years ago now. And I thought, you know, this is the United States that I live in. You're eating ice cream. I guess I shouldn't be eating ice cream. I guess I'm being punished for that, right? But I'm eating ice cream at this dealership, which they had like an ice cream bar sit there for customers, and they get the car washed and all that kind of stuff. And I end up basically being handcuffed, thrown in the back of a squad car with a gun in my pocket. You can't even make it up. You can't even make – and, of course, everything was just dismissed. All the charges were dismissed. You know, and by the way, one thing I always suggest that all of you do is whenever it's something like – if something ever happens like that to you, God forbid, get the best defense attorney you can. I got the best one in the county. And they were all shocked that I actually hired this guy. And I said, you know, we're not going to play this little tit-for-tat game with you clowns. I said, this is ridiculous. But, guys, this is the kind of abuse that happens when you pass a simple law like seatbelt check. And Austin's right. You know, I mean, sitting there eating ice cream, five squad cars come up, all their lights on, right into the BMW dealership, parked all around it, like you know, I was, you know, Al Capone or something. I mean, that was unbelievable. And you're like, this is just absolutely crazy that people do this kind of stuff. But guys, this is because government has gone unchecked. And that's what they're doing, and that's what's happening. That's what the governor of Virginia just tried to do. He tried to come in there and disarm the Patriots. And the Patriots said, hey, you know what? We don't want to go disarmed right now. I don't think it's a good idea. So, you know, it's very, very important that we all understand that our government is out of control and being run through the international banking cartels. In fact, another article just came out. This is by Richard Enos. It says, the U.S. government accidentally releases electromagnetic mind-controlled documents in a Freedom of Information request. Whoa. When researcher Kurt Wallman of the website Muckrock received files resulting from his Freedom of Information request on Antifa and white supremacist groups from the Washington State Fusion Center, that'd be the FEMA camp, he got a little more than he expected. He bargained for an unrelated zip file entitled EM Effects on the Body. Within the file were three diagrams that present information on electromagnetic weapons targeting the human body and brain. The first diagram, more specifically entitled Psychoelectronic Weapons Effects, seems to detail the potential use of such weapons focused on both mind control and physical discomfort. I want you guys to read this. Read the article that's posted at healthmasters.com website. Guys, it's so important that we understand what they're doing to us. And by the way, this is from The Mysterious Universe by Paul Siebert. He wrote an article that says, astrophysicist says Earth may have already been visited by alien nanoprobes. Paul Siever, you need to read it. I wrote it a couple months ago in October, and you guys need to take a look at it and read this article. Now, I've talked about this before. I'm going to say this. I'm going to tie this together again with what's going on right now in our quote-unquote New World Nightmare order they're trying to put together. These people are doing everything they can to hook us into a 5G system. And why is that happening? Because they want to make Lucifer omnipresent. Remember, he's just a being. He's not God. He's a physical form. It's like he's just an angel. He can't be every place at once, unless he's out there sending out nanoprobes to tie us all together into a 5G network. How do we know he hasn't done this to other planets already? You say, well, the Bible didn't say that. Well, the Bible didn't say a lot of stuff. How do we know he hasn't done this? How do we know he hasn't been doing this for a long, long time? How do we know this isn't part of the war in the heavenlies that's going on? Guys, this is some crazy stuff that's happening on this planet, and we see it now, and we kind of go, wow, this is just absolutely almost impossible to believe that this kind of stuff is happening on a regular basis here in the United States. I mean, it's so important to understand that. It's so important to understand who and what we are as far as what's going on in the world religious circles. I mean, the Pope Francis just unveiled the globalist new world religion at the summit with the United Nations leader. The Pope wants globalism to replace traditional religion. This is an article by Change Trio. It says, Pope Francis' war on traditional Catholicism has been ramping up recently, and he's castigated Catholics who believe in tradition and refuse to warp biblical scripture to appease a godless world for creating a minefield of misunderstanding. And he goes on to say, rigidity and imbalance fuel one another in a vicious cycle, he said. He said, in these days, temptation to rigidity has become so apparent. Wait a minute. This guy is absolutely crazy. He revealed the dogma that he intends to replace belief as Christ and Savior last week. He's advocating for Catholics to be not behind a one-world government and surrender their freedom and sovereignty to international interests. He goes, trust and dialogue between people and between nations is multilateralism in the role of international organizations and in diplomacy as an instrument for appreciation and understanding is indispensable for building a peaceful world. Well, where's Jesus in that? Where is Jesus in that? There's no Jesus in that at all. So what he wants is a new world order. He wants a new world order as a new world religion. And guys, I'm telnoyou this, it's going to go back to Noahide laws. And basically, if you believe in Jesus Christ and you speak of Christ as your Lord and your Savior, Noahide laws says that you get your head whacked off. Yeah, how about that? That's what it says. This is what the whole world is pushing towards because they don't want Christianity out there. Why? Because I mentioned it earlier in the show. When we pray in aggregate as Christians, it changes the energy field and the frequency, and we have such protection around us. It's like a gigantic force field on the Starship Enterprise that basically repels the bombardment of photon torpedoes and basically phasers. In case you guys didn't think I was a Trekkie, thought I'd mention it that way. And guys, this is what we have when we pray. We have that giant energy field around us. We station angels around us, which I basically prayed for you guys this morning again. We station angels around us. We plead the blood of Christ over us. We put a hedge of thorns around us. And it creates this impenetrable barrier that protects us against the onslaughts. That's why it says to put on the armor of God in the Bible. It says to do that every single day. And guys, this is what we have to understand as Christians. This is why Pope Francis is unveiling a globalist new world religion at the summit with the United Nations leaders. Because he wants us under a new world order, under a new world religion. This guy, I don't even believe he's Catholic. I don't even believe he's Christian. I don't believe he's anything. He's probably a doggone Masonic leader and a Kabbalist on boot. That's my opinion. This guy is nuts. But again, he's been put into a position of power. He can start making decisions for the entire planet because the Catholics still comprise billions of people on this planet. And we need to be aware of that. By the way, Singapore, which does have a whole bunch of Catholics living in Singapore, it's one of the primary religions right now. Disney has removed the lesbian kiss from Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker in Singapore. Whoa, can you believe that? Oh yeah. Singapore's media regularly body confirmed earlier this week that Disney had removed the clip to keep their film at a PG-13, meaning children under the age of 13 can attend only in the company of an adult. Why is that? Because under Singapore censorship guidelines, film containing LGBT themes or content as a subplot can only be watched of those who are 18 years and above, while films focusing solely on homosexuality may be viewed by those over the age only of 21. So that they're saying here openly there's a subplot of homosexuality in this movie of Skywalker, Star Wars, wow. The Rise of Skywalker, and they're not going to allow it to come into Singapore. Guys, why can't we do that in the United States? Why? I'm going to tell you why. Because the American population still goes out and pays for this filth. And until we stop giving these clowns our money, it ain't going to stop. It's not. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. And I told Austin the other day, 50 years from now, he should still be alive. I'll probably be gone. But the reality is, this United States, as we know it today, won't be here at all, probably. Or it'll be so changed we wouldn't even recognize it. Just like the United States that I knew 50 years ago has been totally and completely changed. And from what I do, it has, guys. I remember I was born in the 50s. I mean, I've got a frame of reference. I know what it used to be like, and I can sort it through and see where it's changed. But today, these kids, they think this is all normal. And the normality is going to continue to get more and more and more skewed, to get pushed more and more, more towards Kabbalah. That's where this is going. It's a giant mess with these Sabbatean Kabbalist Luciferians and what they're doing on the world scene, trying to bring in a 5G network to make their buddy, this snake that they like to run around with, you know, omnipresent. What an unbelievable mess. Guys, I love you. Remember, this is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice. I will be glad in it. Prayer in aggregate changes everything. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And remember, guys, commit your plans unto the Lord and they will succeed. And always remember that our hope and our trust is in Christ alone. I love you guys. Have a great weekend. I will speak to you and talk to you guys again on Monday. Also, go ahead and finish this thing up.
Absolutely, bud. And again, another health article here I want to touch base on. A couple weeks ago, Lancet published this ridiculous study basically discussing headlines around the world stating that basically, you know, LDL, the bad cholesterol, the HDL, so forth. And the studies reported as saying that 25-year-olds should now get their cholesterol checked because raised cholesterol is far more damaging at a young age than previously thought. The whole study is based on basically nothing if you actually research it and look at it. And what's ironic is it got all this coverage, and we've seen numerous other studies that have had a significant amount more research put into them that have said the exact opposite when it comes to total cholesterol and LDLs and so forth. And it's ironic to see this now because you see the amount of money that was paid to publish this study and get it out there and push it. And again, it's totally going in. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't get blood work. I mean, I used to get bloods drawn in my 20s as well, especially when I was bodybuilding. It's very good to get bloods drawn, and it doesn't hurt to get your cholesterol checked. However, what they're trying to do now is get more and more people on statin drugs as fast as they can. That's why that article we posted on the website was from, I think, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, back 2015, 16, when the American College of Cardiology and the AHA, American Heart Association, released new guidelines basically saying that heart attacks and strokes could be reduced by putting people preemptively on statin drugs, which their aim was to add about 35 million more people to the ranks of patients taking statin drugs. It's on our website, and it's been successful. They've gotten people all over the U.S. on these drugs now, completely ignoring the serious side effects of statins, but urging them, people with virtually no risk of heart disease, to simply take them. That's what they're trying to do now in this. So please, if you're working on your cholesterol, check out the Cholesterol X. Check out the Body Balance Himla we have on the front page of the website. That's our omega-3 phospholipid krill oil loaded with xanthan. Really, really good product for cholesterol. I mean, incredibly good. We have a whole research study on it on the website, and you can look and see how effective it is at reducing total cholesterol, especially that's really elevated, with simply a low dose every day for just a few months. Really, really important product. So be sure to check it out on the website. Also, too, be sure to check out the product of the week that we have on sale right now, the Adrenal Support. Really, really good product to help out with energy levels, especially people that have been under a lot of stress or using a lot of stimulants and their adrenals are just exhausted. Great product for that on sale right now. It's product of the week. And be sure to vote for what you want to see win next week on product of the week as well. Thank you again for the support. Thank you for everything you do for Health Masters and getting this information out there and waking more people up. If you need anything, feel free to call us, healthmasters.com, 1-800-726-1834. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again Monday as always.